Welcome back to Off the Bench, wherever you're listening right around Australia. It's inspired one of you that you reckon I missed this morning.
Well, everyone's talking about The Greatest American Hero, which, you know, I love that show and I love that theme. But my favourite bit of that is the George Costanza answering machine, which is not too far away. Then I'll be able to actually give that a little run. But it's a similar type tune, and this is what it went like. I think.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be?
Believe it or not, I'm not home. Every time I hear that song, I think of George because he's sort of sitting on his couch just watching it, listening to it himself, not picking up.
It's time for the third person.
It's childish.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year for John Allen and the John Allen Appliance Sales Hotline, 9800-2266.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Well, I put it this way, Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to.
Oh. Tag it goes bang!
Like a little master, I went, yeah, Sachin, 10 tagger.
Dalsano, skillful.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. And I'll continue to be great.
I need a little bit of Liam time.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing. Have a daytime.
It's all for John Allen. Better home living. Brendan and his team have been sorting you out at home. They should have gone and sorted Earl Eddings out. Pixel's one call away. You would have sorted him out with a new one. Yeah, Appliance Sales Hotline, 9800-2266. 9800-2266. Contact free delivery. Drop off a sales hotline, sort you out on the phone. Tell them old mate Pix said to ring, 9800-2266. Whatever you need in the appliance world, you got you sorted. How's our old mate Brendan?
See, I'm due to give him a call, actually.
You are indeed. Won the last three, Blighty, and we pushed him back off a six-month handicap, and he's still in contention. Leaderboard, Taggart, 157, all-time record. Hudson style year. Blight, 118, playing catch-up football. Old mate Pick 78. Watch this space next week. Diesel, 71. Gary and Tim, 54. The Dog, who went rogue yesterday, 48, and a whole lot more.
But he's still a favourite, the Dog, for the Sebi. There's no doubt he's a favourite for
the
Sebi.
Well, the Browns have performed very well. Tom Brown, of course, in 16.
Nathan Brown.
In 17.
Yep.
20 votes this week only. Brendan Goddard gets one to kick things off.
Beach, I want your list of your top five rebounding halfbacks. So those, and I'll paraphrase, that don't play anybody.
Rebounding. Don't play anyone. Freewheeling,
just
attacking.
Grab the football and run
not
off.
Not intercept markers.
And do you know why I like this list? You were one of them. This is Continental Ties, AFL Trade Radio.
It's the one vote.
One vote to Adam Cooney from Trade Radio.
Why didn't we win the flag if he was kicking 80 snags
in another, the year? That was another time, wasn't it?
You know why? Because I didn't play in the finals. Would have been the difference.
The difference?
That's what they were calling me.
How hard was it to watch knowing that you were the difference and you couldn't do anything?
No, it was terrible. It was shocking.
Kane Corns is a lot of things. An ex-cricketer wasn't one that sprung to mind. One vote for Kane.
I was best and fairest. Cricket, under-11s, you know. Soccer, did it all. And I used to get these trophies and bring them home to Dad.
Yeah, Nick, my cricket knowledge is very strong. Yeah, I was a very handy junior cricketer, if you don't mind. Number six batsman. Bowled some handy medium-fast outswing. Yeah, right. So I'm okay with my cricket.
Mate, you never call yourself if you're a good batsman, you're not saying I'm a good number six batsman. That means you're the sixth best batsman in the lineup. You can't call yourself a good number six.
Would have been like a suburban league or something.
Under 12s. Everyone was a good junior player.
Two votes to the universe, boss. I haven't heard this, but I believe
more than two.
I believe it deserves two. Chris Gayle.
You can let him know that Chris Gayle, universe boss, have no respect for Curtly Ambrose whatsoever again.
Ooh. Curtly Ambrose.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the background there, but two votes.
No, two votes. Well, he calls himself by his name and he calls himself the universe boss.
Bob and Andy finished the year at 33 as a couple because they get two as a collective. Bob gets two on his last day for this, for wrapping his pass up picks. This is how he described the way he kicked the ball to Jade Rawlings.
Yep.
I served a few on a platter that day.
Oh, that's right. It was Templeton, right? It was Templeton-esque.
One of them had a ribbon on it.
One of them had a ribbon, Jade.
One of them had a ribbon.
He was good on the radio, Jade. Two.
Well, he's a good radio talent.
Two to Malcolm Blight. We might fade this in and out a little bit on the way. It'll go too
only
long.
Two.
Never seen 16 out of 17 goals. Did, we didn't see that coming, though, when the Bullies were three up.
No, of course not. You never do.
Yeah.
Never do. Actually, no, I haven't seen that since the Adelaide.
I don't think it's ever happened, 16 out of 17.
Well, if you look at the Adelaide team from 97, they kicked 14 straight after half time. You know what I said? I thought Petrarca and Oliver would actually start to get control of the middle, use their pace and break away, where the Bulldogs players are a bit more handballers. And that's exactly what they burst out. Josh Fraser was a number one pick, talking about drafts all those years ago, to Collingwood.
Yeah.
He eventually moved up to the Gold Coast when I spent a bit of time with him. I actually spent some time with him in the coaching ranks. And I actually, John,
in his own right, do you believe?
Yeah, John, I know Benny pretty well. In fact, in my coaching role, I actually went to Ben Hart's wedding. He's the only player at that time that got married, and I actually went to his wedding. So him and Naomi, I know reasonably well. And I've actually spent some time with him over the journey with his coaching. Cho, you've had a wonderful career, actually. 23 test matches, as David said, 4 tonnes. Cap 441. I mean, I love talking to test cricketers. David and I both played district cricket, of course. But
how many votes? You said two. I think you meant 12.
Do you want 12?
I think there's 12 for that.
Okay, I'm happy to upgrade him to 12.
Yeah, well, that was about 10 references. Yeah. And we're running out of weeks with him to make it close. He goes to 130.
No, I think it's worth 12, having heard it in full.
Yeah.
But a 3, a 4, and a 4 to finish. They'll be round out the 30-vote week. 3 votes to Christian Petrarca. He was so good in the grand final. Even he can describe himself that way.
Oh, right. And in the third, having admitted to watching that goal a few times since, the Norm Smith medalist was asked to turn commentator, and he obliged.
Off the pack, Cozzy Pickett's there. Petrarca, Petrarca. Oh, wow.
You know what? There's also a Bill Laurie in
there.
There
was a Bill Laurie
in
there.
We'll get that for
later. Got it!
But 2 4s to finish with, appropriately. One to the pumper, Jimmy Cassidy, who was on the spring racing breakfast this week.
This is good. You know what he's doing? No, this was on, play it. I reckon this was,
here we go.
I got this off racing.com.
And Jimbo decided to go for home.
It's racing.com.
Michael Power, the leader at the 500-metre mark.
Go, Jimbo. He put 2 lengths on them coming to the corner.
He's going to get it. The earth starts to rumble. Michael Power takes the Cox Plate, a length and a half, Northern Drake.
That's it. Salute to the crowd. Michael Power's done it. Finally won the treble.
Yeah, it was a lot more Jimbo and Pumper references throughout the course of the race. He commentated the whole race.
Okay. Well, that's on racing.com. But 4 votes to finish. Drum roll if you can, please, Carbonator. And, again, haven't heard this, but there's a good boom on the audio. Dan Ewing has been a revelation. He's making a late run at the Sebi. He moves to 24, and he gets grouped here with John Stephenson, I believe, for this.
Dan Ewing, before selection, was putting ego in a box, locking it up.
I truly believe everybody is addicted to something. Could be chocolate, could be cigarettes, could be alcohol, could be drama. Simple. I'm addicted to bettering myself.
Who is he?
Dan Ewing.
I was uncomfortable as an athlete. You're never comfortable being a champion.
Who is he? Oh, it's Johnny Steph.
I want to become the best John Stephenson can be.
That's the reason we bought him the third person. He wants to become the best John Stephenson. Oh, dear.
Dan's addicted to bettering himself.
Yeah, Dan's addicted to saying
what
his
own name.
What
did he say at the start? He said he put the ego in a box and locked it up. I'll give you the tip,
what is
Dan.
His
gets out
Dan
Sunday mornings.
Before selection was putting ego in a box, locking it up.
I truly believe everybody is addicted to something.
Oh, Dan. Good on you, Dan. But Dan. What's his claim to fame? Is he an actor?
His claim to fame is he's rocking to the 24 boats.
He's home and away. Oh, no, he's very, very happy with himself.
Will the real Dan Ewing please stand up? John Allen, bet up. Maccas, Ty Power.